Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong? What if I told you that all the things that you believe to be impossible are, in fact, very much an ontological possibility? Reality is not what you think it is. It is so much more complicated, fascinating, and above all, it is terrifying. You see, we are at the fringe of the map, and there's more than just dragons.
The blackness comes in at the edges of your vision, and then it swallows you completely.
Oh, no!
Heracles Melville, you die! You wake up in the Sabineville Medical Center. You're naked on a slab.
Huh. I try to look at my back in the mirror.
You look at your back in the mirror. There's no light on in the morgue.
Oh, turn the light on.
Yeah, when you turn the light on, you can see there's a film of that green substance on your back.
Can I, like, wipe it off? Or
yeah, you can wipe it off, sure.
Is it coming from the wounds?
No, it's not coming from the wounds. You, looking over at the slab you were on, you can see that it's on the slab, actually.
Are there other bodies in the morgue?
There are, cold, the ice boxes or whatever you can pull bodies out of? Yeah, there's that.
I take one out. I want to have a look. Does it also have the green shit on it?
Searching through them, you find there's only one other. There's one body here.
Yeah.
It's
the woman who was hit by the car.
Yeah, the woman
who was hit by the car. She also has green stuff all over her.
If you touch her, you find that there's patches of it over her.
I reach for my phone, remember that I am just naked, and go, oh, yes.
You're cold.
Is there, like, a lab coat or something in here?
No, there wouldn't be, no.
Anyone left, like, a jacket behind?
All right, I'll make this an investigation wits.
Oh, actually, I also want to look for my autopsy report.
Sure.
Right. Oh, Adam, this is fun. Does this go on in the direct? I was just going to go to the hospital. I missed out on a date. I was going to do so many other things.
Yeah.
And then the man with the briefcase showed up, Adam, and I had to know.
Yeah, three successes. So
he's going to shit his pants when he sees that I'm not dead.
You're assuming he doesn't know what's going on. With three successes, you see, a big jacket. It's like a basketball. It's like Lakers.
Okay.
Who did Michael Jordan play for?
The Chicago Bulls.
It's a Chicago Bulls jacket.
Okay.
Don't ask why I specifically asked for him. You see a big, like, comfy-looking Chicago Bulls jacket. Obviously, it goes down to your waist.
Yeah, but it's something.
So you're free-balling it, basically.
Is it a sheet? Oh, I was covered in a sheet.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, I toga up.
Sure.
You toga up with the modesty.
You put the jacket on. You find, as well, your autopsy report.
What does it say, Adam?
What are you looking specifically?
I just want to flick through it. Cause of death, time of death.
Cause of death would be GSW.
Gunshot.
Gunshot wound. Oh, sorry. GSW.
Yeah, gunshot wound. The head or the one on the back?
The time of death would be would be probably around midday. So they probably got it roughly right.
So they heard the gun. Oh, he had a silencer. Mm. I flick through because I want to see how I was found, who called me in.
It wouldn't have any information on that, unfortunately.
Is it LeBlanc who signed it off?
Yeah, it's LeBlanc.
Oh, hey, Adam, what's my hand look like?
You look at your hand? It's probably completely healed, yeah.
Yeah, perfect. I can't wait to show up for breakfast. Are my effects in here, like my clothes or anything, are they like in a bag somewhere?
No, they wouldn't be.
But they're not, like,
not in the morgue, no.
I've had a look around. There's just
So far, you know you're in the medical center. So far, you've only had a look in the one room, the morgue.
And my stuff isn't in here. There's no other stuff in here. All right. Is the morgue door locked?
Probably not. Certainly not from the inside. You could definitely, yes.
Yeah, cool. I open it and I walk out. I'm just in the medical center now.
Yeah. There's a long corridor and there's rooms all along. It's like a day center, basically. If you're coming in for day surgery or if you need to see a family doctor or a GP, as you and I might call
them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's not, yeah, there's not like serious medical facilities here, but there are people staying here.
Oh, did I have a vision? Oh, no, just nothing.
No, because you were never going to die.
That's why I woke up.
Yeah.
So I didn't get a vision or anything.
No, you didn't get a vision.
Okay, interesting. Interesting, interesting, interesting.
Fate was not going to let you die in that specific instance.
No, not now. All right, I'm going to walk. Is there anyone around?
Not in this corridor, but you can tell at the reception desk there's a light on. You can just see the corner of the reception desk at the end of this corridor.
I'm going to ruin someone's life.
And at the reception desk, there is a light on. You can tell someone's probably manning it.
Great. Is there up here in the rooms? Is any of them John Doe's room?
No, you don't see John Doe as you wander to the reception desk.
Like no name outside any of the rooms or anything like that?
There wouldn't be names, no, not listed on the rooms. You do see people are in the rooms. They'd be sleeping, probably. It just looks like medical patients probably here for just to be held overnight to be observed, that sort of thing. It's not especially busy here. As you approach, you can see that there is a woman sitting behind the reception desk. She's just working. She's on her phone, whatever. It's late at night. She's probably not going to be very occupied.
Salutations.
She turns around and screams.
So a body was brought into the morgue. Do you know where that body's things went? The possessions, clothes, phone, wallet, etc., etc.
Who are you?
Heracles Melville. Pleasure to meet you.
Are you? Did you know the deceased?
Intimately.
I'm sorry, but visiting hours are not now. She says.
Oh no, I understand. I don't want to be here either. I want to head back to my hotel, but I just need a few of my things that they would have been. When a body's brought in, what happens to their possessions?
We keep them for evidence.
Where?
She's quite clearly terrified of you. She pushes back in her chair a little bit and gestures underneath the desk. You see that there are two boxes. Both of them are taped shut and say evidence on them.
I assume they're both for me?
She grabs one of them, drags it out, and on the box it'd have written as well your name, Heracles Melville. She sets that one on the desk.
And I believe there'd be another one for a Myrtle.
She nods slowly, picks that one up. She hands that to you.
I take both boxes. The quickest way back to the River Lodge.
Head left as you step outside. It's only about a 5 or 10 minute walk away.
And is there a restroom just so I can change?
She points behind her and you can see there is a restroom.
Wonderful. I go into the restroom, Adam. I get changed back into blood-soaked clothes, I assume. I keep the bull's jacket.
Sure. It's
mostly just pants.
You find you've been shot twice in these clothes now.
No, I wore different clothes today.
Okay. Yeah. You open the box, and looking inside, you see all of your stuff is in there, supposedly untouched.
Wonderful.
I
rifle through it, make sure it's all there, make sure nothing's missing.
Nothing appears to be missing. Your clothes are quite bloody. It looks like you were bleeding in them for a bit before you
Someone
were,
found.
Yeah, yeah before cool, you were cool, taken
cool.
out of them.
Cool, cool, cool. I put the pants back on at least.
Sure.
Oh, this is a new jacket. Phone, anything on my phone?
Going through your phone, you spot pretty immediately that the pictures of the heart are now just pictures of your sink.
Is the vial there still?
The vial is there. There's a little green sludge at the bottom of it. Just a teeny tiny amount.
Yeah, okay. 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 Good. I walk back out.
Mm-hmm.
Is the woman still at the reception? Or is
no,
she called-
she's gone.
Is there anyone around?
Not at the reception desk, no. There's two wings, if you will, to this place. One of the wings leads to the morgue where you were. The other one, there's a little sign you can see that indicates that it heads towards the surgery.
Great. I walk a bit further around just to explore, see if I can find John Doe.
The first door you check is to one of the rooms is locked. Do you, like, try to
force it? Yeah, I try it. I know it's locked.
You hear the receptionist on the other side talking to 911. She sounds quite panicked. He's on the other side of the door.
Ma'am, I'm not going to hurt you. Also, we've got at least 30 minutes before somebody gets here. Did they take my car?
I don't know, she says.
Okay, thank you. Tell the officers that you're on the phone to that I'm an associate of FBI, Special Agent Rowdy Wilson of the FBI.
Meanwhile, far away from this, Rowdy Wilson in his car.
The idea that anytime I name drop him to get out of trouble, he knows.
Actually, like 10 minutes from now, Rowdy Wilson's going to be driving on the road from Yuma to Sabinville, and two cop cars with their sirens going are going to stream past him, and he's going to be like, don't turn left, don't turn left, don't turn left, and they both turn left towards Sabineville. He's going to be like, that motherfucker.
I'm going to leave you alone now. Have a nice evening, and thank you for supplying me with the clothes. Although I do just have a logical puzzle for you, ma'am. I got shot in the head and I didn't die. What do you think the police are going to do?
I don't know.
Hang up.
I'll make that a presence intimidation check. You have nothing in intimidation. You have 1 point in presence, but I will give you a circumstantial, let's say, +4 bonus, which is 4 dice total.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One success.
Oh, do I need to do anything with my health and or willpower?
Oh, your willpower will stay where it is.
Yep.
Put yourself down to 1 point of, no, 3 points of aggravated, 1 point of lethal. Yeah, you hear her on the other side hang up on the phone and say, please just leave.
I will. Eat your vegetables and have a nice day.
You leave?
I leave. Okay. I don't really care about finding John Doe. Not right now. I've got nothing to show him.
Sure.
The heart's gone.
You head back to the Riverside Hotel.
Yep.
As you get there, you can see that Miss Sinclair is standing out the front of her room, smoking like a fucking chimney. Her bodyguard isn't here. You don't know where he is. It might be inside or something like that. But as you approach, she does a fucking double take when she sees you.
Good evening, Miss Sinclair.
What the fuck? She says, looking you up and down. I'd say you're supposed to be dead, but honestly, you don't look far from it.
I'm alive. A friend of yours, an administrative assistant, huh? I guess I was some administration that needed assisting.
She shrugs. She seems pretty shocked by this whole situation. I didn't hire anyone to hurt you, Mr. Melville. If you got hurt, it's probably because you were standing somewhere you shouldn't have been.
Yes, that is true. However, you did hire somebody to hurt somebody else. And I know this because you had a large wad of money in that envelope you were counting. He's carrying a briefcase with a sniper rifle. Probably gone. I did thought I stole it, though. And then he shot me in the head. And my good friend, Special Agent Rowdy Wilson of the FBI, is on his way to check in on me. And my God, would he be very interested to find that Bismarck Energy is paying assassins now.
You may know that. I may know that. But you're actually not going to be able to prove that in court, unfortunately.
Oh, no, I'm talking about court. I'm just talking about just the FBI up your ass and annoying you for the rest of the week, month, year.
Agent Rowdy Wilson, you said?
Special Agent Rowdy Wilson.
She takes out her phone and starts typing something into it.
I kick the phone out of her hand.
You kick it out of her hand? What a crazy... All right, well, you could try.
It's been a day, Adam. Or smack it out of her hand. Maybe not kick. Kick would be cool.
Yeah, you could try to kick. I mean, as far as the rules are concerned, technically it's the same roll. So that would be 4 dice minus her defense.
Let's put a bit of willpower on that, Adam.
All right. How much willpower do you have left?
I've got 1.
Wow.
So I'm going to have to be arrogant. Probably now.
You kick the phone out of her hands, it hits the ground, and you hear it clatter and break. She looks at you very pissed off.
Now, you're probably annoyed with me, Miss Sinclair, but today I fucking died. So, what you're going to do is we're going to go into the cafe over here. You're going to pay for me to have a nice black coffee, and we're going to sit down and we're going to have a chat as to what the fuck you're doing in this town.
I'll make that an intimidation presence check. No, we'll call it composure. That's instead of giving him a circumstantial bonus, I'm going to call it composure instead of presence. So that'll be two dice.
Adam, let's spend the last of the willpower.
All right. That's it. Enter a negotiation with no willpower. You fucked up the roll anyway. She turns around, knocks on the door. It opens and Mr. Wolf steps out. She says, I think we'll have that conversation right here, right now.
I thought you'd want to sit down.
I prefer taking bad news standing up, actually.
What the fuck are you doing in Sabineville?
I'm a procurement specialist for Bismarck Energy. I'm here to make sure the...
Blah, blah, blah. What are you doing in Sabineville?
I'm here to make sure the fracking station is built and everything goes smoothly.
Why?
Because Bismarck Energy has a lot of money invested in this place, or would like to, at the very least, invest a lot of money.
Do you know the last time I ran into your goddamn company?
I couldn't possibly.
So there's a tiny town in Australia, not so much dissimilar to Sabineville, and that is at the very far-flung corners of the earth. Very small place. Bismarck used to use it as an oil and gold mine out there. And, you know, they dug around and dug around and dug around, and I went down there investigating a strange occurrence, a bit like what drove me to this town, and at the bottom of their goddamn mine, I found a man who'd made a living taking parts of other men and attaching them to himself. He killed a lot of people, including attempting to kill and take my arm before I blew him up. He's not even in the top five most fucked things that I've faced in my lifetime, Miss Sinclair. Why is Bismarck Energy in Sabineville?
There is a lot of natural gas trapped underneath this. No, 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 no. Before you continue.
Is she lying? That's what I was going to ask. Sorry.
Oh, okay. You can't tell.
Cool.
No, 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 no. Maybe she says that anyway. No, 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 Mr. Melville. Before you continue, she flicks her cigarette onto the floor in front of her and steps on it with her heel and digs it into the dirt. As she lights another one, she continues. I've spent a lot of time, money, and effort in this town, and it is frustratingly getting me nowhere. So every time you open your mealy fucking mouth, I imagine what it would look like without any goddamn teeth.
Miss Sinclair, I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to get to the bottom of whatever the fuck you're doing here. I'm going to get to the bottom of whatever the fuck Jay fucking Gatsby is doing in town, and I'm going to work out why people keep peering out of nowhere, and then I'm going to work out why I'm not fucking dead. And if any of those roads lead back to you, my God, that is going to be unpleasant for you. Good evening, Dominic. For God's sake, buy another cologne that smells like rat piss, you fucking moron.
They don't respond. You head upstairs?
Yeah, I walk to where I knocked her phone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
I take it with me.
Okay. She doesn't care. It's broken.
Is my car...
Your car is not here.
No. I go to the fraud desk.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You go to the front desk?
Is Jonathan there? No, it'd be a night person.
No, at this point, no, Jonathan would be here. He looks a bit tired, but he... Oh, no, 3 a.m. No, you're right. There's no one actually at the desk, but there is a little bell to get service.
I press the bell.
All right, a woman steps out. She's quite old, probably in her 80s. She and the pastor from the church are probably the oldest people you've seen in this town so far. She butts out a cigarette.
Yeah, honey, how can I help you?
My name's Hercules Melville. I'm staying in one of the rooms upstairs, but there are any messages...
You a fed?
Do I look like a fucking fed?
She shrugs.
What's a fed look like?
They don't look like this, ma'am.
All right.
They're more uptight.
Wait a minute. I know who you are. Room 12, right?
That's me.
I thought you were dead.
A few people did.
Well, good for you, honey. Good for you, she says. You want a beer?
Ma'am, I'd love a beer.
Come here, come here.
She gestures for you to come around behind reception with her.
Who is, does she have a name tag?
She does not have a name tag, no.
What's your name, ma'am?
My name's Rebecca. Rebecca Fontenot.
Frank is grandma.
You know Frankie? Good for nothing, low-down varmint.
Yeah, I think he's been following me around town. Just have a chat with me.
Fucking little pervert.
I don't think in that kind of a way, but yeah. He's not very subtle.
She takes you into the kitchen. It's empty right now, but in one of the fridges, you can see there are a bunch of beers stacked up there.
What do you drink?
Yes.
All right, then. Hey, has anyone ever told you you're their kind of man?
She gets a beer out for herself and for you.
A couple of people.
It's called Bayou Fuzz. She hands you your one.
Do you have any Just Bitters?
You want a Just Bitters?
No. I'm just kidding.
All right.
She opens hers.
I drink the beer the fastest a man has ever drunk a beer, Adam.
All right.
Oh, what a goddamn...
Steady on. There's another one coming. Don't worry about that. What do you need?
What I need? Were there any messages or notes left for me? I asked Jonathan, the guy who was here early in the day, to keep an eye out for some people coming to speak with me.
He's home right now, but I can ask him tomorrow morning.
Oh, that's right. I'll come down and see him. I thought maybe he'd left me a note.
No worries.
Say, when people thought I was dead, did the police come and check my room?
Yeah, some people came by.
Feds?
I think they were police officers, yeah.
Do you know where they took my car?
I think your car, sweetie, got found in a ditch.
Damn, I really like that car.
Might have been impounded. I'm not sure what they did with it.
They impounded here or back in Huma?
Probably back in Huma, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's annoying.
You need a rental?
You do rentals?
She reaches into her pocket, takes out a pair of keys.
Pay me at the end.
She slams the keys down in front of you.
Yeah, I don't know how much money I've got. I assume none. I assume Dr. LeBlanc took all the money out of my wallet. Robbing corpses. Well, I'm going to go and have a shower and lie down, I think, Miss Fontenot. Lovely to meet you. If a really angry-looking fed shows up here in, say, about 40 minutes time, tell him I'm in room 16.
All right, honey, don't you worry about that.
Thanks.
She ashes out the second cigarette you've seen her smoke.
I finish the second beer, Adam.
All right.
And then I go upstairs to my room.
Okay. But before you get up, she says, you want a third one for the road?
No, two'll do me. I'm trying to keep it down. I've pivoted to green smoothies. Actually, I think I have you to thank for the one I had this morning. It was fantastic.
You're welcome, honey. You're welcome. You want another one tomorrow morning?
I would love one tomorrow morning.
It's yours, she says.
Thank you. Now, I have to make a couple of phone calls before bed, so I best be off.
All right, then. You beefing with the man in room 16?
Oh, he shot me in the head.
Well, that is mighty rude, she says.
It is. Can you short sheet his bed for me?
Honey, for you, I'll show him real southern hospitality.
Great. I go to my room. Part of me really wants to go to his room and be like, I'm alive, bitch.
Well, guess what? You don't need to. You go up the stairs to the landing on the second floor where all the rooms are.
Yep.
Over at the end where room 16 is, he is standing on the landing with that single monocular looking out over the city. When you get to the top of the stairs, he turns around to look at you. There's a brief moment of surprise and he goes, huh?
Yeah. Don't fucking try it again.
He shrugs.
She paid to kill me or was I just being annoying?
He does this.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So the face Adam describes is one... Basically, the face Adam describes is the face of a man being like, do you really need to ask?
Werewolf?
Huh?
Werewolf.
Me, a werewolf?
He nods.
No, I don't think so. I've seen a few of them. Killed one. Met a couple of nice ones. So no, I don't think I ever got bit. I think I'm lucky or stupid or a bit of combination of both. Why do you know about werewolves, friend? You've run into some before?
He turns back and starts looking through the monocle again.
All right, well, nice talking to you. Next time, can you not shoot me in the head?
He shrugs, facing away from you.
That's just wonderful. Just a heads up, an FBI agent's going to come here to check in on me. Don't kill him.
He lowers the monocle, turns to look at you. Not if he doesn't give me reason.
Why is he talking so... Is that just his cool voice, or does he have a raspy voice?
He does have a raspy voice, yeah. Like he... Once again, it doesn't appear to be anything...
It's like he doesn't use it a lot, or...
Maybe, yeah, it could be. It could be something magical as well. The guy asked if you were a werewolf pretty casually.
Yeah. Well, maybe in better circumstances, you and I should catch up and swap stories one day without a gun to my head.
He nods.
You have my number.
I mean, yeah, I guess I do. I also just... Out of the courtesy of it, fuck you, you piece of shit.
He maybe chuckles at that.
Yeah.
He has a little laugh.
All right, John Smythe, I'm going to bed.
You go into room.
I go into,
you go
room
into your room.
Yeah.
You can see there's probably police tape put up over the door that you need to break through.
It.
Yeah. When you get inside, you can see that obviously looks like the police have been through your things.
Is there stuff still in there, though? They haven't taken it away?
What? I mean, you've got...
What are in my suitcase and a few bits and bobs, notes and things?
I mean, they're not going to take the... Obviously, they wouldn't take any of your clothes. They wouldn't take the cricket bat. They'd only take things that
look
suspicious.
Cricket bat's in the car.
Wow. Who knows what's in the car?
Actually, I go back out.
Mm?
Is he still there?
Yeah.
My car?
He looks back at you. Ditch. Cops have it.
Damn. I like that car. All right. Thank you.
I go back in.
Right.
I assume I can get the car
rowdy.
Back. Yeah, I'll get Rowdy to
rowdy,
do it.
Rowdy
will do it.
Rowdy will do it.
Or on the way back, I'll just go to Huma and I'll get my stuff back.
You hear a car pulling up at the motel?
I look out the window.
It's Rowdy's car.
All right. I walk back out to the landing again.
When you step out this time, the administrative assistant is gone.
Yeah. Rowdy. Before he goes to reception.
Yeah. He looks up at you from his car. Heracles. Puts his arms out and shakes his head. What have you done this time?
I got shot in the head. Apparently for being annoying. Can you believe that?
You got any pictures? He says. I would really love some pictures of that. He starts coming up the stairs to meet you.
All right, come on in. I think we've walked into an absolute, well, shit fight.
He sits down. He comes into your room, sits down at your table.
Do you want a drink?
No, it's 4 a.m.
So, how'd it go in Huma?
Well, they still haven't released the body yet.
Is it on his spleen?
I don't know, but the doctor did say that he saw something weird on the spleen. So, probably, yes.
You owe me $100.
He takes $100 out of his wallet and hands it to you. Looks like you need it.
Yeah, maybe. So, I got shot in the head.
So I heard. They pronounced you dead.
I think I was dead, Rowdy, for I woke up in the morgue about 8 hours after I was shot.
Huh.
And, you know, how I said I found a heart.
Yeah, I know how you said that you found a heart. Guess who also found a heart? The police officers who searched your room.
Huh. You want to see something interesting? See, what I was thinking was the man. Now, I haven't filled Rowdy in on anything of this.
No, yeah, he knows nothing.
The man who was looking for the heart, well, who claimed he'd stolen the heart, the guy from the Telltale Heart, Edgar Allan Poe. Anyway, I found the body that he was talking to. I was going to show him the heart. You know, to maybe jumpstart something in him, try to work out what he was thinking about. This is before I realized that he was, in fact, from Edgar Allan Poe's The Telltale Heart. And I took a photo of the heart in the sink, and Rowdy, they're gone. The heart doesn't show up in the photos anymore. That's from this morning. We are in some real interesting territory. Rowdy, this might be... I'm really excited. This is good. I mean, dying aside. But I'm not dead. And not yet, anyway. Anyway, it's not how I die. You know that. I know that.
Sure, yeah. All right, what do you need from me?
My car back.
He takes out pen and paper and starts making notes. Car?
So they found it in a ditch. I think it's in the impound lot in the Huma.
I'll get the car.
Maybe tell the cops they were wrong about me being dead and it was somebody else.
Could have been anyone's body.
Exactly. But my car just happened to be there because I'd parked there and gone for a walk back into it. You'll come up with something
better.
Apparently
you won't be the first corpse that goes missing in the medical center. Not even today.
Who went missing today?
He starts flipping back through his notes. Apparently.
Myrtle Wilson?
No. A John Doe? They never figured out who it was, I guess.
Wait, he died?
No. They don't have a death report. He just disappeared.
Like, disappeared? Poof?
Apparently, the doctor admitting is himself admitted. Said the guy melted.
I was just there at the goddamn medical center.
Well, I think oh, I no. Need... Yeah, it said he died. Something. He starts flipping through. Yeah, all right. Earlier today, as they were dealing with you as well, they'd brought you in. They had him as well.
And a woman,
yeah.
Car accident. You'll never guess.
Yeah.
It's the cast of The Great Gatsby.
All right, so, hang on. He's flipping through his notes. So, cops start going through here. They bring a bunch of your effects over to the medical center. When they do that, apparently this guy goes crazy. Starts screaming about a heart. He says, and look, this is me quoting someone else. So who knows how accurate this is going to be. The guy says, "Villains, dissemble no more. I admit the deed. Empty your pockets. Hear. It is the beating of his hideous heart." Then the guy collapses. I see what the
ending of the telltale heart.
The guy collapses. They take him. They're not sure if he's dead or not. They can't find a pulse. They're trying to do a autopsy while they've got you in ice. And then the guy, he starts flipping through his notes. He melts.
Green liquid smelled like grave earth.
It doesn't say into what. Just he melts. And then doctor admitting gets admitted.
So he's at the medical center right now. Is he back in Huma?
No, he's back in Huma. Psych ward, seems.
Rowdy, can you get me on the phone with him?
I can try, sure.
Great. That's it then. My car and a phone call with Dr. LeBlanc. I think I have the rest of this under control, right?
Yeah, might want to change your shirt, though.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. Also, I think I walked into a turf war, Rowdy.
Right.
Three turf wars. Guess who's here? Bismarck Energy.
Huh. Isn't it always?
I think she's the one who paid
for... Who shot you?
The assassin that she'd hired to kill somebody else. I'm yet to work out who that is.
You get a look at the guy?
Oh, yeah. Like, I drove him to an amusement park. We got out of the car. I was following him, trying to work out what he was doing, and... Then he took a gun out of a suitcase, and I kind of stood there, and I asked him what he was doing, and then he put the gun to my head, and I asked if he would like me to leave or if we could negotiate something else, and I think he at that moment decided that I needed to shut up permanently, so he pulled the trigger. And then I kicked him to the ground, stole his briefcase, ran to the car, got shot again. I nearly got away, Rowdy. I was this close.
Good for you, Rowdy says.
Does he believe me, Adam?
He believes you, yeah. He's heard weirder. He doesn't...
He doesn't
think you're lying.
No. Oh, I nearly got away, too. What the fuck do you think this is?
I don't know. You're the expert on this stuff.
Did you get a hit on that Evangeline that I asked you to look into?
Oh, yeah. He starts flipping back through his notes. Yeah, she's some heavy hitter from Bismarck Energy. That checks out.
Wait. Evangeline?
Oh, Evangeline. Sorry.
Sorry. Sinclair, I don't care about her anymore. She's annoying. I hate her. I want her to die.
Yeah, I've got... he flips back through his notes. Yeah, some drug queen pin works out this way. Got deep roots in the town. Apparently comes from like a criminal family, basically.
Yeah, I think she poisoned her husband. She wanted to take me out on a date. Stood her up. I was dead.
Blood feud with the Fontenots or something like that. Some old McCoys and Hatfields sort of bullshit.
Frankie Fontenot. He actually shot me last night.
A lot of people shooting you, huh?
Hey, do you want to see something cool?
Please.
He shot me right here, and then I show him where the lack of bullet wound is.
Hmm.
Yeah. And I pointed my hand. I stabbed myself with a knife here.
You see there's calculations being done in Rowdy Wilson's head. Huh.
What?
Nothing. Just reminds me of something.
Of?
Something I need to look into.
Come on, Rowdy, it's me.
Look, hey, something else with Evangeline came up. I got a blue note when I searched her in the system. A blue note is, it means that the search is flagged by my superiors. They only do that when something serious is going on. When it's like a CI that they're running at a high level, something very confidential, something they're not hush-hush, something that I hush-hush about, not supposed to tell anyone. The blue note, I don't know exactly what it means. It just means that Evangeline is scary news. I don't know who she's connected to, but she's connected to someone big. All I know is that when I searched her name, someone higher up the chain got a message about that. So just watch out.
Thanks, Rowdy. I don't say this enough, but you're the closest thing I have to a friend, and I appreciate what you do for me.
He stands up, he taps his notebook on the table, and he says, I'll get back to you on the wound thing. I gotta look something up.
Good luck.
Yeah, same to you. Just be careful.
I usually am.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.